Anyways, moving on. Do you want to intro this this next one?
Absolutely.
Because, yeah, this is a great story.
Absolutely, it is. So, you know, obviously the price of houses, and even just yesterday, there were changes to the mortgage rules in Canada. So if you're buying a house over $500,000 now, everything after $500,000 in the portion of your home price, you'll have to pay 10% down, but just 5% down. But it's expensive to buy a home. You know, we're told continuously that the dream is to buy a home and not rent anymore and the pride of ownership. But it's very hard for young people, especially. And with us on the line is Sean Cooper. And Sean, this is like borderline a miracle. He bought a house in Toronto, nonetheless, at the age of 27 and just over. And I mean, just over 3 years later, had it all paid off. Good morning, Sean.
Hi, how are you?
Just fine. So this is obviously an amazing story that you don't hear very much, but you sort of had the benefit of living at home for a while to save up for the house. Can you take us through the journey of buying the house and saving up for the house?
Yes, definitely. I just wanted to be clear. When I did live at home, I did pay my mother $600 a month in rent, so it wasn't like I was living at home for free. So basically, when I was in university, I actually started saving towards my down payment then. I ended up working 3 or 4 jobs when I was in university and saving as much money as possible. And during the summer times, I was working full-time as well as working part-time. So I was able to basically pay the tuition but from all the money that I earned during the summer. And then any of the extra money that I earned, I was saving towards my down payment. Coupled with that, I was also living as frugally as possible. So I was cycling to work, packing my own lunch, and basically trying to save as much money as possible because I had the dream of home ownership even when I was in college and university.
I was going to say, and that's kind of the thing, right, Sean, is that you had this plan even before you were even in college or university, that you kind of you knew that that was the plan, that you wanted to own a home and you wanted to pay that off?
Yes, exactly. I mean, my parents were role models for me. They were always homeowners growing up. They didn't rent, so and my family lived very frugally. I mean, I guess, you know, we probably should have taken a nicer vacation, but our most exciting vacation was a drive to Kingston, Ontario. So my parents definitely instilled the frugality in me that and helped me, work towards this goal.
And now, Sean, you're moving on to a different part of your life, right? I mean, you've finished paying off this house, you've burned the mortgage, there's that really famous video of you burning the mortgage among your friends, and now you're sort of moving into the, you want to maybe find some love and settle down?
Yes, I mean, it's definitely important to have work-life balance, so I'm looking to do other things such as travel. I'm also working on writing a book, but, I'd like to find somebody eventually, and there was a article on the front page of the Toronto Star this week mentioning that I was looking for somebody. So, I mean, I got a lot of responses to that. It's hard to keep up with the emails. My inbox was flooded with hundreds of emails, so the response has been great. I guess the article kind of exaggerated a few things. I mean, some of the articles out there said that I ate Kraft dinner every single day and never went out with friends, and that's total exaggeration. I mean, I still, when I was paying off my mortgage, made time to go out with friends a few evenings a week, and I ate Kraft dinner, but maybe once or twice a week, not every night. So I just wanted to clarify that.
Sean, thank you for clearing that up. We appreciate that, because I was going to ask you about the Kraft dinner, though, too. But I'm curious about what piece of advice would you give people who want to be able to pay off their mortgage, maybe not as quickly as you did, but what is the biggest thing that you can tell people from your experience?
I'd say the most important thing is to become financially literate. So if you're interested in buying a house, it's a great feat to have, but you need to set the goal of doing that. So basically look at how the length of time that you want to own a house in, whether it's 3 or 4 years, and look at how much money you'd like to put away. And once you have the goal, the end game in mind, then you can go about working towards that. So I would say it's very important to have a budget, and then basically once you have a budget, it's not really set in stone. You can take a look at it every 6 months or quarterly, and take a look at those recurring expenses, whether it's a gym membership or cable bill, and basically be willing to look at if you money because, I mean, if you're paying $150 a month towards cable and you're only watching 5 hours of TV a week, is it really worth the money? So those recurring expenses definitely add up. So basically be willing to take a look at your budget and find ways that you can cut back, and basically you can put that money towards saving and achieve the dream of home ownership even sooner.
That's fantastic. Sean, thank you so much. Thanks for spreading the message of frugality and financial literacy, and good for you for owning your home. Congratulations, and good luck with the next chapter.
Great. Thanks very much.
Have a great day, and Merry Christmas.
You too.
That's Sean Cooper.
Great story.
Just over 30 years old and owns his own house in Toronto.
Yeah, in Toronto. So great for him to save up and
Absolutely.
To be frugal to get there. So anybody can do it. It can happen. You just have to put your mind to it, and he did it. So it's a great story. We're taking